the main points. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya receives 2025 New Year wishes from wives of members of the Diplomatic Corps and national dignitaries at the Unity Palace today. Benin military forces have suffered heavy losses in an attack near the border with Niger and Burkina Faso. Aigle Royal of Mungu take on Dinamo of Douala in an advanced day 7 match of the National First Division Football Championship in Melong this Saturday. Mrs. Chantal Biya, wife of the President of the Republic, receives 2025 New Year wishes from wives of members of the Diplomatic Corps and national dignitaries this Saturday from 12 noon at the main residence of the Unity Palace. Meanwhile, members of the Diplomatic Corps in Cameroon have praised the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, for his remarkable presence on the international scene in 2024 and his commitment to consolidate peace and security on the international scene. This was during the ceremony of New Year wishes at the Unity Palace, attended by heads of diplomatic missions and international organizations, as well as state dignitaries. Unity Palace correspondent Aminken Edward reports.
The ceremony, with all the protocol and solemnity that goes with it, unfolded in two phases at the Ambassador's Saloon with members of the Diplomatic Corps, and later the Banquet Hall with state dignitaries. While presenting New Year wishes to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, the new Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, speaking on behalf of his peers, expressed the profound appreciation of the Diplomatic Corps to President Paul Biya for what he termed the active presence of Cameroon on the international scene in 2024, referencing the head of state's diplomatic outings to Beijing, China and France, the elections of Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang to the coveted position of President of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, and the successful organization of some important international conferences, including the CIMAC Extraordinary Summit in Yaoundé. His Excellency Mustafa Bou also praised President Paul Biya for his contribution in ensuring economic stability in Cameroon, peace and security within and out of the sub-region, and for providing a home away from home for thousands of refugees from neighboring countries. Fai Yengo Francis, National Coordinator of the DDR Center, attended the New Year wishes.
We've had a very busy year and a very fruitful year at the DDR, because not only have we succeeded to reintegrate, that is to effectively send people out to become independent, to be Cameroonians on their own, but we also received our last center in the extreme north, which will be the second level of reintegration, because those who are there, they are going to make it their home.
After making a panoramic view of the current situation around the globe, marked by wars and conflict, President Paul Biya reiterated his call for dialogue and conciliation over conflicts with negative impact on development projects. He also committed himself to contribute to the Global Alliance for Peace and Security while reaffirming Cameroon's trust on the core values of the United Nations, which he intimated are good instruments to facilitate the restoration of peace. The exchange of handshakes, brief conversation and smiles shared between President Paul Biya and members of the Diplomatic Corps and state dignitaries were just eloquent testimonies of his brilliant diplomacy and loyalty from his fellow compatriots who wished him a happy and prosperous New Year.
Officers of the National Gendarmerie have been tasked to ensure that calm reigns in Cameroon throughout the electoral processes of 2025. The call was made in Yaoundé during the annual or the award of certificates of technical capacity number 2 to over 220 officers who have come to the end of a specialized training at the National Gendarmerie High Command for Schools and Training Centers in Yaoundé. Here are the details with our reporter George Mwam.
Un classé,
premier,
le gendarme-major Chouafé Latali Gislain Rodrigue.
He emerges overall best out of 228 graduating officers with an average of 15.69 on 20 and credits it to a blend of personal discipline, rigor, and the quality of training received at the National Gendarmerie High Command for Schools and training centers lodged at Kangi Yap in Yaoundé. In 2 months, the trainees explored areas such as public order, judicial police, command within the National Gendarmerie, and general training.
Gendarme Major Atangana Gladys, we have learned maintenance of order, general law, and what we call PTS.
The sub-officers of the National Gendarmerie are now apt to take on new tasks, especially within the context of the upcoming presidential and regional elections.
We are a tactical formation, and we are always ready to face all challenges.
Gendarme Major Frumaxon, they were teaching us, first of all, to maintain order before, during, and after the elections. If we are given elements, how we can command them, direct them on the field.
While chairing the end of course ceremony, the Deputy Central Director in charge of coordination at the Secretariat of State for Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Boom Bisue Remong, exhorted the laureates to show proof of discipline, availability, discernment, and critical thinking in the discharge of their duties. The event ended with a military parade in the presence of a college of senior military officers.
George Mwam. A meeting of CPDM, WCPDM, and YCPDM subsections of Buda Urban Center, as well as political leaders and elected representatives, has been convened for this Saturday. A press release from the head of the standing delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for the Bambotos Division, Emmanuel Ganon Jumesi, says he will chair the meeting that begins at 3 p.m. at the party headquarters in Buda. CRTV News. Out of the country, Benin military forces have suffered heavy losses in an attack near the border with Niger and Burkina Faso. The National Guard's Chief of Staff, Faizu Gumina, said one of Benin's most well-equipped military positions had been hit in the north of the country. In sports, Aigle Royal of Mungu will today at 3 p.m. in Melong take on Dinamo of Douala in an advanced day 7 match of the National First Division Football Championship. Day 7 fixtures will be completed this Sunday in the West, Litoral and Central regions. Ben Collins, Nyeberiwo.
The stage is set for an epic battle when legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé host Coton Sport Football Club of Garoua. Currently in the 7th position with 9 points, the Cotton Farmers are travelling to Yaoundé with hopes of beating the Kwakums, who are 4th on the log with 11 points to join the top 3 teams. Leaders Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo with 14 points will aim to consolidate their lead when they welcome Bambutus of Buda, PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala, both with 7 points, will battle to improve their positions. The mid-table clash will pit Star Grenade of Milong against 4th Azul Elite of Yaoundé. Relegation candidates Aigle Royal of the Mungu will face Dinamo of Douala, who are 3rd with 11 points. Astran Panther of Dende, both with 7 points, will meet in Douala. Victoria United of Limbe will host drop zone candidates AS Fortuna Omfu. Meanwhile, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will seek their first victory of the season when they take on Gazelle FA of Garoua, who are 2nd with 11 points.
To end the news, once more the main points. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya receives 2025 New Year wishes from wives of members of the Diplomatic Corps and national dignitaries at the Unity Palace today. Benin military forces have suffered heavy losses in an attack near the border with Niger and Burkina Faso. Aigle Royal of Mungu take on Dinamo of Douala in an advanced day 7 match of the National Division 1 Football Championship in Melong this Saturday. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.